The story starts.
What hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Gareth, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Not too bad.
Good. So we did our best with the Oscars predictions last week.
Do you know, we were hit and miss.
That's one way of putting it. I did get the music ones correct, which is, you know.
Of course you did, yes. But yes. Were we hopeful? Were we trying to move around the nominations a bit, that we were hopeful it would be spread about?
Yeah, no, Anora did so well. We didn't expect Anora to do that well at all.
I mean, I liked the film. I liked it a lot. But I just didn't expect it to get that many awards, which would. And you know what's really funny? I didn't mention this to you beforehand, but the film was made for $6 million. But I don't know if you saw the report during the week of what the distributor Neon spent on marketing it for the Oscars alone.
I did, yeah.
$18 million. $18 million just for an Oscars campaign. So that gives you an idea of the type of campaigning that goes on.
You have to play the game, don't you?
You do. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Who would have thought like that it would cost that amount of money when you consider it in comparison to the budget of the film?
Kind of extraordinary. Kind of extraordinary. And Adrian Brody's speech, did you last it?
Oh, I fell asleep during it.
I nearly did. I did manage to stay awake for the whole thing. I was delighted we could watch them on RT on the night. I managed to stay awake, but yeah, that was long. But
that he did win. That tested me at 3:20 in the morning, the speech, I have to
say. What do you think of Conan O'Brien as the host?
Yeah, I enjoyed him. I thought he was good. The show, I thought, started well and then it dragged a little bit, I thought. It just lost some of that momentum as to what they could put in it throughout to sort of keep you going. Mm-hmm. But it did. It started well. He was a good host.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see what happens next year. But you've some recent news for us for Adrian Brody. What does he do next?
Well, he looks like he might be in the Damien Chazelle new film, which is about Evel Knievel. And they're making this at Paramount Pictures. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio is sort of in talks at the moment to play Knievel in the film. William Monaghan is writing the screenplay for it. He would have been the writer of The Departed. So they're looking here at Adrian Brody to play a character, a sports promoter called Shelley Saltman, who had a sort of a run-in with Mr. Knievel at one stage, where he was attacked by him after sort of penning an unflattering biography of the stuntman. He received serious injuries and Knievel received jail time, lost his endorsements and declared bankruptcy. So you can see the arc that they're going for here in the film. They're hoping that it'll shoot in the summer, and it's got a sort of rumoured title at the moment called Evel Knievel on Tour.
Okay.
So that's Adrian Brody.
Now, what about Cynthia Erivo? She was magnificent, I thought, opening with Ariana Grande. Quite a talent. So what is she going to do next?
Yeah, unbelievable. She looks like she's going to be joining an action thriller called Karoshi. This is at Lionsgate. They're hoping to make this. It's sort of dubbed a corporate thriller with a samurai twist. Sort of further plot details are kind of under wraps at the moment, but that would be a good move for her, considering, I mean, we're going to have Wicked for Good is going to be opening in the autumn as well. She's currently working on another film called Children of Blood and Bone, so filming for this one is hoped to begin in June.
She's very good in Widows. Do you remember that movie Widows that Stephen Queen did?
Yes,
well, she was great in that. So she can kind of do anything. She's quite the talent, as we say,
and she can choose now as well.
Yes, so. She certainly can. Now, some more casting news for us, Gareth.
Yeah, this is sort of an exciting project because it's coming from Jesse Armstrong, who is the creator of Succession, and he's got an untitled feature directorial debut that's coming our way. With the casting news, it looks like Steve Carell, Jason Schwartzman and Rami Youssef are all lined up to potentially star in this. It's about a group of billionaire friends, see where he's going with this, who get together against the backdrop of a rolling international crisis. HBO are producing it. It's going to begin filming in Park City in Utah this month, and those involved are reportedly aiming to have it out, you know, towards the end of the spring, like a really fast turnaround of just a few weeks, which is unusual, but obviously they're trying to do something different with it. So he's going to write, direct and executive produce this film.
Okay, and we're staying with casting news. Luke Evans.
Luke Evans and Aaron Paul, they have signed on to an action thriller called Bear County. And this is led by Russell Crowe in the cast as an aging but formidable club owner named Manco. Teresa Palmer also stars in it. So in the film, Manco gets robbed by a masked gunman as his dreams of selling his club and riding off into the sunset along with his girlfriend appear to be more distant than ever. Cartel bosses are breathing down his neck while a young upstart has been posing as the new guy in town, eager to purchase the club. This is from Derek Aborte, who directed Unhinged, mm-hmm. which Russell Crowe was also in, and he's co-wrote the project as well, and it's based actually on a 2010 Thomas Perry novel called Strip, and the filming is currently underway in Australia.
Okay, meanwhile, something completely different. Monopoly the movie.
Monopoly the movie is happening. They've got their writers for it as well, which is John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. They would have been involved with Spider-Man Homecoming, and they were the directors of a movie called Game Night, so they're closing a deal to write this film on Monopoly. It would mark their sort of second film based on a Hasbro property. They were involved with Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, which did well at the box office, got over 200 million at the box office. So the game obviously has been around since 1935, and nearly a billion copies of the game sold. We're not quite sure what's going to be happening with
a film
version of Monopoly.
Well, I suppose look what happened with Barbie, and you know, although that wasn't a game, but just in terms of, you know, what are they going to do with?
I mean, when you consider sort of Jumanji and games like that that have, you know, featured on the big screen, they'll probably do something very interesting with it. But that's who they've got now writing it.
Very good. Okay. Now, Netflix, they're not short of shilling.
Oh, my goodness. When you look at what they're going to be spending, $18 billion they're going to spend in 2025 on creating content.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quite amazing, really. Looking at their subscriber base, I mean, they ended 2024 with 301.6 million paid members worldwide.
And it just went up recently, didn't it?
It did, yeah. So they're doing very well. They're expected to kind of earn somewhere between 43 and 44 billion in revenue in 2025.
Wow.
They've got a big year ahead. I mean, they've got the new seasons of Stranger Things. They've got a Squid Game, and they've got Wednesday season two, which was filmed here, of course. So, but yeah, they're extraordinary figures, aren't they, in terms of the amount of money that they're putting in for content. 18 billion.
Incredible. Okay, we come to Trailer Watch. It is Seachtain na Gaeilge, and we have a Scum on Nua. Tell us about your trailer this week.
Yeah, this is An Taobhse. This is the first Irish language horror feature. This gets a little creepy, so take a listen.
It does. An Taobhse, which means the ghost, and just picture a really creepy old house because we don't have the visuals for you, and candlelight. Here it is. Yes, very creepy indeed. That is Taobhse Garrett.
Yeah, and this unfolds in a bleak landscape of a post-famine Ireland, exploring the profound hardship faced by its people. Narrative centres here on Eamon and his daughter, Maura, who take on the task of maintaining a remote mansion, only to be driven to the edge of sanity by the horrors lurking within. It's going to be released in cinemas March 28th. Jim Sheridan's actually an executive producer on the film, so do check out the trailer.
Very good. That is Taobhse. Now, let's come to new releases, and we're going to start with Mickey 17.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're thinking at this point, what have I done?
How lucky can one guy be?
Nothing was working out, and I wanted to get off of Earth.
You're applying to be an expendable?
Yeah.
You read through the whole application.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
I should have read through it.
Once you die, we'll print a new version of your body.
Mickey, it's not looking very good for you.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure you're used to it by now, but what's it feel like to die?
Even on my 17th go-round, I hate dying.
Yeah, I remember when we played that trailer a while back, Garrett, we thought, you know, it did look great. Love to see Robert Pattinson on the big screen playing comedy. And that trailer sort of tells you what it's about. He's an expendable. He just dies a lot of times and then he comes back again.
Yeah. And if you're ever wondering, you know, what does an Oscar bump do for somebody? So this is Bong Joon-ho's follow-up to Parasite. Obviously getting a huge budget to go and make a film like this and getting a big cast member as well. So, and a good cast in it as well. As you said, Robert Pattinson leaving the cast. You have the likes of Mark Ruffalo in there as well. Toni Collette, always super. So yeah, it's got so much of what you'd expect from the director, but also obviously it's set in a strange world.
Yeah, it's different. Just I would say, you know, it ain't no Parasite. Don't expect that at all. It's completely different. As I say, great fun with Robert Pattinson because he also has to double up as himself, and he's a super actor, and I love to see him doing that kind of comedy role. I have to say, it doesn't quite live up to the hype of the trailer. Like the first hour, I found completely compelling and great, and it just sort of loses the plot, sadly. It goes off on all kinds of tangents, which was a bit of a shame. But I think people will still go and see it, and I think it might just get a sort of a cult following, I think, as well. But that is Mickey 17. A few more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, we do. We have Marching Powder. This is the story of Jack Jones, an aging drug-taking football hooligan who feels increasingly irrelevant in today's society as he struggles to keep his family together. Danny Dyer starring in that one. One of Them Days is about best friends and roommates. They're keen to have one of those days, and when they discover that Elise's boyfriend has blown their rent money, things start to change for them. Kiki Palmer and SZA and Maude Apatow starring in that one. We've two documentaries to mention. Ernest Cole, Lost and Found. This is Ernest Cole's journey as the first black freelance photographer in apartheid South Africa. And then there's one on Twiggy, an exploration of the model's upbringing with contributions from the likes of Dustin Hoffman and Paul McCartney in that one. Two more to mention. Bonhoeffer is a film about Dietrich Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews from genocide. And then Unfalling, which is getting good reviews. This is a story of a Portuguese worker in a Scottish warehouse navigating loneliness and alienation in an algorithm-driven gig economy as she seeks meaning and connection amid solitude and workplace confines. So that's a selection there. And also just to mention, the IFI has an Irish focus screening of a new Irish feature film called A Sunken Place. It's about Alice, a brilliant Irish neurologist who discovers a cure for depression, falls foul of the giant pharmaceutical companies who are determined to crush her. It stars Lorna Quinn, Emma Dargan-Reed, Barry McGovern, Rachel Dowling. There's actually a Q&A with the film's director, Ronan O'Leary, and writer and producer, Gerard Daly. It's hosted by Patrick Bergen. That all takes place in the IFI this Wednesday. It's at 6:30 p.m. and there's some tickets available for that also.
Very good. What TV movie have you picked for us?
I don't think I've mentioned this one before. Now, it's on late tonight, but you know what? It's probably one that you'd stay up for just for the laugh. It's about a crooked railroad tycoon whose men are terrorising a frontier town, arranges for a black sheriff to be appointed, hoping the racist residents will reject him. The lawman proves more cunning than expected and, with the help of a drunken gunslinger, runs rings around the businessmen. It's Mel Brooks' spoof. Yes. It is Blazing Saddles. It is such a funny movie. Yeah. It's of its time, of course, as well. And it's on RT1 tonight at 5 to 12.
Gene Wilder and Madeleine Kahn, though, great, great cast and a few laughs in there for sure. That is great. That's Blazing Saddles, RT1 tonight, 11:55. Garrett, thanks a million. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thanks, Aideen.